dead. What a blessing. I want you to take your Bibles this morning and open the book of Luke, chapter number 10. While you're turning there, we want to be sure and pray for Paul Hout's mother. They had to take her to the hospital over at St. Joseph's Hospital in Asheville, and that's where they are this morning. Pray for them, for Paul and Linda and the family. She's had some hard times in the last few months, but I don't know the details, but I need to pray for her. Luke chapter number 10. Luke chapter 10. I'm going to read you some scripture here this morning, and then talk to you about a sin here this morning that every one of us have been guilty over. And this is a sin that a lot of people don't think is a sin. This is a sin that robs many people of their joy in their Christian life. This is a sin that you don't hear a lot about. You hear people talk about murder and robbing banks and, you know, boy, that's an awful sin, and it is. But this is a sin people say, oh, well, that's just something we all do. Let's look at it here in the Bible. Luke chapter number 10 and verse 38. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Give me your attention. Everybody listen for just a few minutes. Pay real close attention, and I hope that I can say some things on this subject that might help. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now, it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. All right, now look here. You got one sister sitting at the feet of Jesus listening to everything he says. Then look at this other sister, verse 40. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. Now, stop right there just a second. Now, look at this situation. Here's Jesus in the house. One sister sitting here saying, oh, my goodness, man, the Lord's in the house. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ought to be worshiping him. This other sister, she's worried about the dishes not being done. And the clothes not being hung up, and the biscuits are not in the oven yet, and the salad's not made, and the ham is not done in the oven, and she's tore all to pieces worrying about this meal being served. And you see the two differences there? This one sister, she's just over here praising the Lord, and this other sister, she can't even enjoy the Lord for worrying about this, all this stuff. Now, look here what the Lord said to her. Look at verse 41. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. He says, you're so tore up about all this stuff, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. I want to preach this morning on the subject of worry. Worry. W-O-R-R-Y. Now, you listen, ladies who worry all the time. Listen, men who worry all the time. And this will help you. There are 773,692 words in the Bible. Over almost 800,000 words in the Bible, and worry is not in it. Isn't that something? The word worry is not in the Bible. Wonder why God didn't put that word in there. He don't like that word. The Lord don't like that word worry. We shouldn't like that word worry. Worry is interest paid on borrowed trouble before it comes due. Somebody said, those who live in worry invite death in a hurry. Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but you don't get nowhere. Worry, the word worry comes from an Anglo-Saxon word. And you know what the word means? The actual word worry means? It means to strangle or choke. And when you're worried, it's just like somebody strangling you and choking the spiritual and physical life out of you. I heard about this man one time. I read about him illustration. He said this guy, he was a businessman, and he worried all the time. So he hired this guy to come, and he said, "Now, look, I run a business, and I got a lot of worries." He said, "I'm going to pay you $10,000 to take all my worries on you." He said, "Where are you going to get $10,000? He said, "That, my friend, is your first worry." And that's what he told him. This fellow, this guy kept going to a psychiatrist. He kept going. He said, "I'm the only man I ever know that spent $10,000 on a couch and still don't own it." And he went because he worried. Get me down just one hair on this one, Brother Mike. Now, I want to say a few things about worry this morning. Wrong one. Wrong button. And the other monitor button down just a tad. What causes worry? What causes worry? I'm going to say a few things about what causes us to worry this morning. It is a sin. Somebody said the beginning of worry is the end of faith, and vice versa. The beginning of faith is the end of worry. If we're worried about something, the second we start trusting God, the worry goes away. If we're believing God for something, the second we start worrying about it, our faith goes away. So worry is the end of faith, and faith is the end of worry. I don't mean to sound like a TV preacher, but that's the truth, right? That's the truth. That sort of reminded me of something they'd say. But it's anxiety. When anxiety kicks in, faith leaves. And when you start worrying about something, you quit trusting the Lord for it. And the Bible does teach that we're to trust the Lord. Even if the weirdos on TV do go overboard on it, that book does still say we're supposed to trust God. That book does teach that we're supposed to trust God. That don't mean we'll always have everything we want. That don't mean we'll always have a new car, new house. That don't mean that. But it does teach that a Christian ought to rest and be able to trust the Lord. There's no difference in us and the world if we're always worried about the same things they are. So let's talk about that. Somebody said that a bat can live 20 years. Most animals don't live that long. A bat can live to be 20 years of age. And you know why? Because a bat can go from 180 heartbeats a second to 3 breaths every 8 minutes. You talk about being able to chill. A bat can chill, brother. I mean, they go over here, hang their feet up over a wire or something, over that thing right there, hang upside down, and wait about a minute and a half and go. And about 3 minutes later, go. You live a long time if you could do like that. You're idling slow. That's like that old man one time. This old black guy years ago. He got real tired and he got laid up against a tree and he said, "Breath, I done drawed you for the last time." He said, "If you come in anymore, you're gonna come in on your own." And I'm just gonna take it, lay back and take it in. Did you know that you can worry yourself to death? Did you know that worry invites an early grave? Did you know that a lot of times sicknesses and diseases are caused by just worry, 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 worry? You can worry fat off of your body. You sure can, brother. I've done it before. Where you're all tore up and scared and worried and everything. It burns you on the inside. I'll tell you what else causes worry. Not only unbelief. Unbelief causes us to worry when we don't trust God. He said, if a sparrow don't fall to the ground without your heavenly Father taking notice of it. God so clothed the grass, the lilies of the field and the birds and the air, He's going to take care of me and you. We've got to believe that. We've got to believe that. You don't hear birds up there saying, "Oh no, I'm going to commit suicide." Birds don't commit suicide. They run in front of cars and stuff, but they don't mean to. I promise you, they don't mean to. You don't see this bird saying, "I'm afraid I ain't going to have nothing to eat tomorrow." Blam! Running in front of a truck. But we're like that. We worry. If we trusted God like animals did, we'd never have a worry. Unbelief causes us to worry. You know what else causes us to worry? Trying to outdo each other. Trying to get ahead. Here's the way human beings are. They say, "Oh my goodness, my neighbor's got a new house. I've got to have a new house. My neighbor's got new clothes. I've got to have new clothes." Trying to keep up with each other. Outdo each other. You never saw a bird try to build a bigger nest than his next door neighbor bird. I mean, no bird ever fretted because they didn't have as big a nest as another bird has. Who cares as long as they've got one? No fox ever got worried and tore up because he didn't have but one hole to run in. I mean, a squirrel don't say, I've only got one nest. I've only got one nest. I need me another nest, a getaway nest, when I'm tired and so I can get away for a while and rest. They don't worry about it. They've got a place to eat. They've got food to eat. And that's all they care about. And they trust the Lord, trying to get ahead of each other. We'll do that. Dogs don't worry because they don't have enough. Listen, your dog don't sit home and worry himself to death because he ain't got enough dog food for this year and next year. You know, we humans, we think, now I've got to be watch out now. I'm going to retire here and I've got to. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't prepare for the future. You should. But I tell you what we need to do as Christians. We need to do the best we can do, work hard, pay our bills, and brother, go home and say, God, you're in charge, and roll over and go to sleep and forget about it. Amen? Because you will not put one penny in your pocket by worrying about it. You can toss and turn. I know people have different arrangements. I know in some marriages, the wife takes all the bills, she writes the checks and all of that, but I'm telling you, I don't know if that's a good idea or not. You can do it however you want to. You say, well, I work all day and she's got to pay the bills and all that, but you know what she'll do? She'll worry herself to death wondering where that money's coming from, and then she'll worry you and won't let you spend none. But I'm just kidding, and sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes the man is the worry wart. Sometimes he's the one that's all tore up about money all the time and worrying can't pay the bills and all that. And if both of you are like that, you really got problems. I mean, one of you is going to have to just say, look, hon, don't worry about it. God knows what we need. If we work hard, now if you lay around and don't do nothing, then you might have something to worry about. You got problems. But if you're doing the best you can do and you work hard and you're honest and you pay your tithes and you do what you're supposed to, then God Almighty will take care of you. He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. Let me ask you something. Have you ever, has anybody in here ever really, really, really went hungry? Well, I can tell by looking at you, you ain't went hungry. I mean, you'd be overboard the other way, most folks in here. Listen, brother, God's took care of us. I mean, I've been broke before. I've had to borrow money to buy gas, put in my vehicle to get where I had to preach. I've done that before. I used to have an old van. I'd have to push that thing off, and it wouldn't start. Pipes was frozen, busted underneath the house. I was hoping they wouldn't thaw out so water wouldn't squirt underneath the house on that little old house over there in Nebo. And boy, I'll tell you what, I remember pushing that van off. My hands froze to death. And I remember going and borrowing from my uncle or cousin one enough gas money to get to Charlotte and preach. And I was just as happy coming back up the road as shouting. And God always took care of me. God always let me pay people back the money I owed them. God always put food on my table. God always put shoes on my feet, and through all these years and dangers and toils and snares, it's been the Lord that's took care of me, and it's been the Lord that's took care of you. Quit worrying about it. Amen. Now I'll tell you something else makes people worry is just your imagination. You sit around and imagine stuff that ain't never going to happen. Amen. You heard about that guy? This preacher, he's on a train, and there's a bunch of people sitting in there, packed, and he was scared to death something's going to happen, his leg's going to go numb. He thought he's going to be paralyzed. And one day, they was on a train, it was real crowded, and people everywhere, and he said, it's happened. It's happened at last. Total insensibility in the right leg. And the lady beside him said, that's my leg you're pinching. That was his imagination. That was his imagination. Amen? Amen? You're like him. Have you ever read Aesop's Fables? I had a book one time. It was the weirdest story. Whoever wrote them things was a weirdo, I'm telling you. But everybody in here, you remember when you was little, you remember Aesop's Fables. Some strange thing. And I remember reading that one, how that this woman went down in the cellar one day. Remember that story? You got to be a nut to think up stuff like that. She went down in the cellar one day, and she looked, and there was an axe stuck in the beam there. And all of a sudden, they found her sitting down there crying. And they said, what's wrong with you? And she said, I just thought, what if I grow up and I get married, and I have a daughter, and she grows up and gets married, and she has a child, and that child comes down in the cellar, and that axe head falls on my oh my God, and she was tore all to pieces, worried. You ever know people like that? Now, that's extreme, but I know people like that. They worry about stuff that just, there's, I mean, you know, look, people, you can think up all kinds of things. I can think right now, there's going to be a truck come through our parking lot and kill people after church. There's going to be a truck come through the parking lot and kill people after church. Now, that might happen. But I'm not going to ruin the service this morning and getting us all tore up over afraid of that. Brother, there's some things you sit around and worry about. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? No, yeah. You start thinking, oh, what if this is happening? Oh, I know this is happening. I know I've got cancer. I know I've got cancer. I know I'm having a heart attack. Well, maybe you have. Maybe you are. But that worrying sure ain't helping it be there or stopping it from being there. It's our imagination. Amen. I remember the story of the woman dreams her daughter has a son. He fell in the well, you know, and they can't get out. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff like that. They said, like that man is down there and he's taking a rake, raking the water, trying to rake the moon out of the pond. You know, the weird stories like that. Those people are nuts. I'm telling you, those people are nuts. People that worry all the time are just about that far from getting them a room over there on the hill. About stuff that you can't do nothing about, stuff that you can't stop, and stuff, listen, if it's gonna happen, you ain't gonna stop it by worrying about it. And if it ain't gonna happen, you're just tormenting yourself by worrying about it. So either way, worrying about it is doing no good. Amen? It makes you weak today. Corey Ten Boom said this, worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow, it empties today of its strength. She was a great woman, and Corrie Ten Boom had plenty to worry about compared to us. And she said, worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow, it empties today of its strength. Did you hear me? Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow, worry empties today of its strength. Amen. Some people let the failures of yesterday and the fears of tomorrow rob them of the joy of serving God today. I'll say that again. That's a mouthful. That ought to be put in stone. Some people let the failures of yesterday and the fears of tomorrow rob them of the joy of serving God today. Now, I'm going to tell you something this morning. I could sit around up here this morning and think, oh boy, the failures of yesterday, all the trouble we've been through, all that, I just don't think I can preach. Or I could sit here and say, you know what? I ain't no telling what's going to happen tomorrow. I just don't think I can preach today. But I'm not going to let the failures of yesterday and the fears of tomorrow rob me of the joy that I can have serving God today. I can't turn back the clock and make yesterday come back. I can't do it. If I had all the money in the world, I can't do it. If I had all the power in the world, I can't do it. It's done. It's gone. It's on the record books. I can't change tomorrow. It's not got here yet. But I'll tell you what I can do, glory to God. I can jump up and down, run around, scream, holler, and say, woo, thank you, Jesus. And I love the Lord and brag on Him today. And that's what I intend on doing. I'm not going to sit at home on the couch and worry about I couldn't pay my bills last week and I'm dreading tomorrow and let it rob me of the joy of serving God today. Amen? You know what some of you need to do right now? You come in here, dragging here near this morning, walking on your lip. Tripping over it down there, it's hanging, dragging the floor. And boy, you come in here looking like your mama-in-law just moved in with you or something. And you think, oh Lord, I've had a bad week. And I dread tomorrow. House payments due. And I ain't got the money. Well, listen, brother, it ain't going to do no good to worry about it. Here we are, July the whatever this is, 10th or whatever. And we're here on Sunday morning. Can't do nothing about yesterday. Can't do nothing about tomorrow. But I tell you what we can do. We can raise our hand and say, glory to God. It's good to be saved today. That's right. It'll choke you if you don't learn how to do that. Choke you to death. It'll choke you to death. It'll tire you out. Worry will make you tired. Amen? A day of worry is harder than a week of work, somebody said. 9 out of 10 times, worrying about something does more damage than the thing itself. It breaks down resistance to disease, causes sleepless nights, and a lack of internal sunshine down in your soul. Now, you know, we all know that a hurricane, a Category 4 hurricane, is, as of this morning, is fixing to hit between Destin, Florida, and Mobile, Alabama, in about 5 or 6 hours from right now. And, brother, I'm telling you, they said this the first time on record that a Category 4 hurricane was going to hit the coast in July, way early for that type of storm. Some of them people just got their house built back from Hurricane Ivan, just finished it. And here comes one as big or bigger than Ivan. It's going to be in Destin. Destin's right here. And then Panama City, or actually Panama City's here, then Destin, then Pensacola, and then Gulf Breeze, and then Mobile's over here. And every one of them are right smack in the way. Most, they turned Interstate 65 going up into Alabama, both ways, cars going out both ways, couldn't even go down, both ways went out of Alabama. And you say, Lord, in mercy, Brother Danny, now listen, them people done the right thing. They ain't no use sitting around worrying about it. They know you sitting around worrying about it. Get you youngins in the car and head for shelter and do something about it. And then just trust God. Just trust God. I don't know. I don't know why all that's happening. I don't know. I don't understand that. Major, major, terrible weather. They're fixing to have about 6 o'clock this evening. And it's something to be concerned about. But there's no use worrying because He's in charge of the storm. God's in charge of the storm. When that thing will go exactly where He tells it to go. Them winds will slow down when He tells them to slow down. That rain will stop when He says stop. He can calm the storm. But I'm telling you this morning, there's no reason to worry about it. There's no reason to worry about it. The danger of the worry, it will drive you crazy. You cannot let yourself be a worrier all the time like that. Let me say thirdly this morning, this is what you've been waiting on me to get to. How do I quit? All this time I've been up here preaching, you say, yeah, you're describing me perfect, but tell me how can you help it? I can't help it. Brother Danny, I go home at night and I lay down and all I can think of is my bills and my money and my job or my wife or my family or my kids or my husband. And I toss and turn and I turn the TV on and I turn the radio on. And what in the world am I going to do? I'm driving myself crazy worrying about my bills and my future and my... And how am I going to pay my probation office fines and tickets and everything else? Let me tell you how. The solution of worry. First of all, instead of worrying about your future, prepare for it. Instead of worrying about what you can't do, do what you can do. In other words, if I'm sitting here and it's getting cold outside, and I'm sitting here thinking, I'm going to freeze to death, 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 I'm going to freeze to death. Boy, it must be awful to freeze to death. I've never froze to death before. Wonder what it's going to feel like. I dread this. It's going to be horrible. Now, I tell you what, instead of doing that, I should be out looking around for some wood to come in here and build me a fire. See, you will go crazy if all you do is sit around and think about all the problems. You know, I've thought before. And I like mountains. You know me, I like the mountains. I love the mountains. I love living here. It ain't heaven, but it'll do till we get there. And I've been to flat places, and I don't like them at all. It's a nice place to visit, but I like mountains. I've been in flat places before. First time I ever went to Texas, they took me to Amarillo, Texas. And in Amarillo, there's no trees. There ain't no trees. No trees just don't grow there. And there are some around town, people's yard, but they planted them there. They wasn't naturally there. I thought it looked like the moon to me. It looked like that, man, we've landed on the moon. And I said, Lord, in mercy, this is crazy because all I've ever seen in my life was trees, 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 trees. And you know, you get out there on a big starlit night and it's scary. You feel like I'm going to fall up in the sky because you can't see nothing but sky, man. And you realize you're one little speck on this planet. And you start realizing how little you really are. And how that any second something can malfunction in your body, your liver, your kidneys, your heart, your lungs. You ever thought about that? I mean, I hate to worry you here this morning, but we could all be in the emergency room here in another hour or two. I feel a little something right here now. But look, man, you'll drive yourself crazy. You'll go crazy thinking about, well, this is wrong, well, this is wrong, well, this is wrong, this is wrong. Something's wrong with my toes. They're not feeling right. Oh, my, they're getting numb. They're getting numb. I'm having a heart attack. Your toes don't get numb when you have a heart attack, do they? What, your arm or whatever. Well, maybe you are, but it ain't going to stop you to worry about it all day long. They said, was one great speaker. He'd travel around to different countries and speak, and he said a speech, every time he gave a speech, it cost him 2 nights sleep. The one before thinking about what he was going to say, and the next one thinking about how he messed up and all the mistakes he made. and all that. I used to do that preaching. I still do it once in a while. Every time I'd preach, I'd go home and I'd think, oh, Lord, I didn't say this right, or I didn't say that right, or I started a story and didn't finish it, or the power of God wasn't there, or nobody didn't get saved. And I'd drive myself crazy worrying about it. And I've learned over the years that, brother, this is God's business. And God's going to keep me here as long as He wants me here. And if I'm doing what He wants me to do, nothing can't happen to me that He don't allow to happen. I'm in His hands. I'm trusting Him. My Father knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. And I'm going to tell you that song we sung a while ago. Didn't I put food on your table when your bills were all past due? Sure He has. You say, well, Brother Danny, I don't deserve it. We never have deserved it. But God looks after His children, and God's going to take care of you this morning. I don't know who you are here this morning. Maybe you come in here with a heavy heart. Maybe you thought, I just don't even have enough gas to get to church. I shouldn't even be spending this gas going to church. I'm here to tell you, God will make a way where there is no way. He'll prepare the road. He'll open up doors where there ain't no doors. God's going to take care of you if you'll just trust Him and quit worrying about it. Businessman, they said, and I'm going to hurry and I'll be through in a minute. He kept what he called a worry chart. I mean, a man's in business has got some worries. And the bad thing about making a whole lot of money is it brings on a whole lot of worries with it. And he put a worry chart. He says, all the things that I worry about, and he wrote them down. He discovered that 40% of the stuff he worried about never happened. So there's almost half his worries right there was a waste. About half the things you worry about happening ain't going to happen. 30% concerned past decisions that couldn't be changed anyway. So there wasn't no use worrying about it. Couldn't do nothing about it. 12% was worrying about other people's criticism of him and his business. And 10% was about his health. And that left 8% of his worries were at least somewhat legitimate. 92% of his worries were an absolute waste of his time. 8% was even things he could do anything about. You remember the scriptures about the sparrow? That little bird out there singing this morning, he's just as happy as a bird. And he, a lark, wonder why they say that. Wonder why they don't say he's just happy as a human. God said, are not ye more value than many sparrows? You think God don't care more about you than he does a bunch of sparrows? He let his son die for you. Whew, glory to God. And then you'll notice this about me, and I do it naturally, but some of y'all are going to have to work at it. The way you're going to have to quit worrying is keep your sense of humor. You've got to be able to laugh at your problems. If you don't, you're going crazy. That's why I do. You know, the worst thing in the world, you know, I can make a joke out of it. Because if you don't, you're going to go nuts. Some people take themselves too serious. You got to be able to. I like what that old lady said one time. She said, she's 90 years old. This dear old black lady that loved the Lord. She is 90 years old. She said, when I works hard. When I sits easy. And when I worry, I go to sleep. And she lived be 90 years old, brother. And we need to take advice from somebody that's got that kind of peace of God in their heart. Amen. Let me tell you what Jesus said. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. Here's what the Bible said. Cast all your care upon Him. Here's what the Bible says. Rest in the Lord. It is His will that I should cast my care upon Him each day. He bids me to cast not my confidence away. You know, the Bible tells us not to cast away our confidence and to cast our care on Him. And we do the very opposite. We cast away our confidence and put our cares on ourselves. We need to cast not away our confidence and cast our cares on Him. Our preacher taught us years ago. He said, the Lord don't want us to be burden bearers, but burden carriers. Carry our burden and lay it on Him. So somebody here this morning needs to take this little message and just say, Lord, I'm going to quit worrying about it all the time. I'm going to trust You. I mean, if she blows, she blows. But there's one thing about it. I'm going to trust my Heavenly Father, knowing that nothing can't come my way unless He permits it. Let's stand by His for prayer.